Mary, how are you?
I'm great, Tony.
I love your magazine.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Well, not that
we have a few readers out state Michigan, great.
Well, I'm from the Detroit area, so I've known of cranes for many, many years. What I've always find interesting about the magazine is you don't focus just on Detroit. You focus on the region and any business realm. Tell us about the history of cranes.
Well, actually, this year we're celebrating our 25th anniversary for Cranes Detroit Business, but the company, which is headquartered in downtown Detroit, has been around since 1919. And the company, we publish trade-specific, industry-specific publications mostly. Like, if you're into automotive, you probably, if you're an auto company or supplier, you probably read Automotive News, which is our sister publication. If you're in marketing or advertising, you probably read Advertising Age. So we have these industry-specific publications, and then we also have these regional business pubs like Cranes Detroit Business in Chicago, Cleveland, and New York.
Tell us about your background, Mary.
Well, actually, I grew up in Grand Rapids, and I worked for daily newspapers in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Jackson, and Ann Arbor before coming to Detroit to be the editor initially at Cranes Detroit Business. So I have a pretty good feeling for Michigan as a whole, the entire state, not just Southeast Michigan.
Isn't the growth of Grand Rapids amazing? It reminds me a lot of what I've seen in Indianapolis and Columbus.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because I actually graduated from Grand Valley, and my first reporting job was at the Grand Rapids Press. And I remember in the 1970s being downtown because I had work late to cover a school board meeting or something, and being the only person on the street in downtown Grand Rapids. And all the things that have happened in the last 30 years are remarkable, and you can credit, I think, to a great degree, business leadership and with what's been happening in Southeast Michigan and, I mean, in West Michigan. And I'm hoping that the same kind of leadership will help Southeast Michigan as well.
And I think people in Lansing aren't aware of the great development going on here. And once a couple of the development projects, including one at the old Board of Water and Light building, I think once those get into full effect, as someone who's a big city guy and has lived in Houston and Atlanta, I think people are going to be blown away at what they see in downtown Lansing.
Well, that's one of the reasons. I mean, Cranes Detroit Business has been, as I said, around for 25 years. But in the last couple of years, we've started doing more reporting and more putting out more information about what's going on around the state on our Cranes Michigan Business e-newsletter. Because you're right, there's a lot of things happening in the state, good stuff, investment. And it's good for people in business around the state to know what's going on because they might find a new customer or a new contact or who knows what, you know, if they actually know what's going on around the state.
Mary, what happens in Detroit is very important to what happens to the rest of the state, especially here in Lansing. Would you agree with that?
I would, and so would both of the candidates running for governor. They both, in their campaign appearances and in speeches, they both have said that Detroit and Southeast Michigan, but especially the city of Detroit, what happens there really affects the rest of the state economically. So you wouldn't get an argument there.
As someone who grew up in Mount Clemens, I have been around the Detroit area. I keep up with what's going on down there. It's always disillusioning to me when I hear people talking badly about Detroit. I find myself defending it. I think people get caught up in all the negative things, but there is a lot of positive going on. The schools are getting a little bit better. Dave Bing is making some headway, and there is a lot of good business being done in Detroit, isn't there?
Well, I think that one of the things that I'm going to be talking about on Thursday are the positive things economically that are happening both in the city of Detroit and in the region. And part of it is I'm not sure that we really remember what a successful domestic auto industry looks like and feels like. And we're already seeing that. You're seeing it in the Lansing area with the GM announcements. We're seeing it in the Detroit area with GM and with Ford, which announced its $1.7 billion profit this morning. But beyond that, there's a new awareness of the kinds of things that can really make a difference. Detroit has tremendous assets in its medical centers, world-class healthcare systems, and Wayne State University, right in the center of town. And one of the strategies for Detroit is to start building the Midtown area as a place that is a magnet for investment and as a place that people actually want to live. And it's one of the only areas in the city where population has actually increased is the Midtown area. So I'll talk a little bit about that as well on Thursday.
Mary Kramer is the publisher of Crane's Business Detroit, and you're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Mary will be here in Lansing to speak, as she just mentioned, at the Business Networking Luncheon, which is part of the Greater Lansing Business Monthly's annual Greater Lansing Business Showcase. She's going to discuss, as she also just mentioned, the effort to revitalize Detroit and how vital that will be to the economy throughout the state. The luncheon is on Thursday, as we just mentioned, from noon to 1:30 at the Lansing Center. There are a limited number of luncheon tickets still available. They're just $35. You can call 487-1714. The showcase is this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's a pretty cool thing because there's going to be lots of businesses there, aren't there, Mary?
Oh, lots of networking. I'm sure that you have to stock up on your business cards.
And, you know, Mary, I think people look past events like this. I learn more and more that the truth about succeeding in business is to create business or to create partnerships and trust via relationships, and it takes a little time to create those relationships.
Yeah, business events are very important for the one-on-one because there's nothing beats that, really. And so I think that I have not attended this business expo before, but I'm looking forward to being there.
And so you're going to be talking about an effort to revitalize Detroit, and you spoke specifically about a corridor. Where is that corridor located?
Well, if people are familiar with Detroit, Woodward Avenue is one of the largest arteries. It's one of the main arteries that connect, that runs from the Detroit River all the way out to Pontiac and beyond. And it's really on both sides of Woodward Avenue as it goes out from downtown. It passes Comerica Park, the Fox Theater. There's possibly, I mean, depending on what happens, perhaps, there's a lot of speculation that a new athletic facility that hits both, that hosts both the Pistons and the Red Wings, if the Illiches do, in fact, buy the Pistons, that could be along that corridor. Then you get up to the Detroit Medical Center, Wayne State University, Henry Ford Health System, Tech Town. There's a tremendous number of assets that are within one or two blocks of Woodward Avenue.
All right, Mary will be here on Thursday speaking live and in living color. The luncheon is from noon to 1:30. We invite folks to come out. Mary, I will be getting you back on the program because I want to talk more specifics about Michigan and what the next governor will need to do to create a more positive business environment for Michigan.
I'd be happy to do that, and we have a lot of ideas, and I think the business community is just waiting for November 2nd and then January 1st for things to really change in Michigan.
Well, Mary, I can't wait to meet you on Thursday. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.